On today's show, U.S. prosecutors get a Volkswagen engineer to turn against the company. Nissan targets Hispanic car buyers in the U.S. and India surpasses Brazil and Mexico in new car sales. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. On Friday, one of Volkswagen's engineers based in the U.S. pleaded guilty in court to conspire to defraud the U.S. government, to commit wire fraud, and to violate the Clean Air Act. He could have faced 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. But that's not going to happen because he entered into a plea deal. In other words, he's going to tell prosecutors everything he knows about how VW did this cheating and who was involved. German privacy laws have enabled VW to refuse to send personnel information of its executives to U.S. prosecutors, but with an insider telling them who was involved, that could open the door to a string of indictments against VW executives who are based in Germany. Speaking of legal entrapments, Elon Musk says that a new over-the-air update to Tesla's autopilot could have prevented the fatality with that accident in Florida in May. The new system will warn drivers to put their hands back on the steering wheel after a minute in most highway situations. It will also have an improved radar system. Ironically, even though this update will make the autopilot system safer, it will undoubtedly be used against Tesla in court. Lawyers will likely argue that Tesla could have installed the warning system sooner, and the fact that it admitted the change could have prevented that fatality will be presented as an admission of guilt. Just a few years ago, the Brazilian market was sparkling. Sales hit 3.5 million light vehicles. But with today's political and economic crisis, both Mexico and India have passed Brazil in new car sales. So far this year, sales in Brazil have hit 1.3 million vehicles. That's down nearly 23% from last year. Meanwhile, Mexico is at nearly 1.4 million, up a strong 18%, and India is bigger than both of them at 2.2 million, up almost 8%. Zipcar says as more people share cars, we need less cars. More on that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Boy, the small crossover segment is booming all over the world. That's why automakers are racing to jump into it. And now Opel is the latest with a new one called Carl Rocks. We'll learn more about it at the Paris Auto Show at the end of the month, but it sure looks like the Opel version of the Chevrolet Trax. With an eye to increasing its 21% of the growing Hispanic auto market in the U.S., Nissan chose the normally tranquil Miami Auto Show last weekend to premiere three new vehicles, with North American chairman Jose Munoz doing the honors Friday night at a South Beach garage. Hundreds of reporters were introduced to the 2017 Rogue, as well as its hybrid cousin. The refreshed crossover, approaching nearly 300,000 in sales and challenging Altima as the automaker's number one seller, receives new exterior styling, interior upgrades, as well as new safety and convenience features. Meanwhile, at Saturday's show, Nissan unveiled the 2017 Sentra SR Turbo. Equipped with Juke's 1.6-liter turbocharged engine, the brand hopes to expand the reach of its third best-selling car. You know, we knew that car sharing would have an impact on car ownership, but maybe not this big. According to Zipcar, which now has over 1 million members worldwide, it has pulled over 413,000 vehicles off the road. A third of Zipcar's members say they would have had to buy their own vehicle if Zipcar did not exist. And 10% of its members say they got rid of their car altogether. Now, with 258 million vehicles in the U.S. alone, this is a drop in the bucket. But car sharing and ride sharing are still in their early days. Zipcar only operates in about 500 cities. So, as these services expand, we could see a lot more cars coming off the road. Coming up next, why the Hudson Hornet absolutely dominated the early days of NASCAR.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
In the early days of NASCAR, the Hudson Hornet completely dominated the series. We were lucky enough to have one of those race cars, a 1952 model, in the studio for last week's Autoline After Hours. We were joined by Ed Sowers, an expert about the Hornet, and in the following clip, he explains why the car was so dominant.
Although Hudson may not have had the most horsepower, it had the lowest center of gravity. With its step-down design and the frame built into the car.
So it was a unibody.
Unibody car.
Not body on frame.
Right. Beginning of the unibody.
So the unibody is what allowed them to lower
right,
it?
Right. Huh. So lower center of gravity, able to corner, that more so than its power. Because other people are running V8s and a lot of horsepower.
And this is an inline six.
It's an inline six.
What's the displacement, do you know?
308 cubic inches.
That's a big six.
And, the first 51 that would have run would have been 145 horsepower. Mm-hmm. By the time they were running in 53 and 54, the two carburetor system had been added. A larger race engine, larger displacement was running. That got up to a little over 200 horsepower.
Mm-hmm. What else made it good? I mean, what other aspects made this car so dominant?
Well, you know, Hudson always had durability, so everything in its suspension was positive and helped toward that. It was a strong engine, it, you know, that inline six they used forever. So just that helped it hang together.
To learn more about the history of the Hornet and NASCAR, you can watch that entire show right now at Autoline.tv or find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.